Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. A man with extraordinary gifts that he shared with the motu. That's the way MP Shane Jones sees his uncle, Bishop Muru Walters from Te Aupōuri in Te Rārawa, who died last Thursday, aged 89. As a member of the Ihaka whānau, the Anglican Church was always going to be part of his destiny, but he was also a superb athlete who probably would have gone to the top, if not for the rugby union's policy for not taking Māori on All Black tours to South Africa. Walters also made an early impact as an artist, one of the group of Māori modernists that came primarily out of the north under the wing of visionary art director Gordon Tovey. Mr. Jones says it's the passing of a generation.
Because he embodied a generation that moved in the north out of what would have been a subsistence lifestyle into the professions, and indeed spent a lot of his time in South Island, Dunedin. He was a lecturer at the Teachers Training College down there and dedicated in his later years his life to the mission of the church.
A service for Bishop Muru Walters will be held at 3 this afternoon at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Kaiba Pass in Auckland. The head of Hamilton-based charity Rauawaawa says there is an increasing need for kaumātua support services like her trust provides. Rangi Mahora Reddy says there's been an increase in kaumātua taking on the burden of raising mokopuna, and that is affecting their health. The trust supports nearly 700 kaumātua, and it's keen to help other Māori communities who want to do the same.
Rauawaawa has taken at least 2 decades of some really hard work. So our aim would be to share our learnings and whatever journey we undertake so that others don't suffer that time frame, all of those challenges that we've had to go through to get where we are today.
Rangi Mahora Reddy says there is also a definite need for not-for-profit Māori-operated retirement homes, which residents are happy with because they are culturally appropriate. A Māori housing advocacy group, Te Matapihi, says the idea of opening the door for foreign investors to build for-profit rental accommodation will only worsen housing affordability, especially for Māori. Te Matapihi General Manager Ali Hamlin-Painga says it makes more sense to support local builders, especially community initiatives like those established in the wake of Cyclone Gabriel. She says community and iwi trade training hubs can provide housing, employment and local economic development.
Government needs to start valuing the opportunities in partnering with Māori providers, with iwi providers, and look at us as an option to build to scale.
Ali Hamlin-Painga says while foreign investors may have the money for mass building projects, they are done only for profit, not wider community needs. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!